Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Is it Rabbi Weiss, is it mutter to record for the audio afterwards, or we don't do that?
We've been recording.
Okay. Ah, perfect. Excellent. All right, we have a very lovely crowd with us tonight. I'm very much looking forward to reviewing a topic that is becoming relevant, especially with today's weather, which is the question of bicycles and going on for a bicycle ride on Shabbos. So for someone like me who's in Kew Garden Hills, this is quasi-relevant, but certainly for those of us who get to live in Plainview, not just every 2 weekends when I got to visit, but get to live there 24/7, all 365 days a year, it's a very relevant question, which is we're thinking to ourselves, wow, there's such beautiful weather, some Shabbosim, the weather is gorgeous, and maybe I should be able to go for a bicycle ride. Now, I think, at least for myself, I have only once in my life been to a community where it was the norm that people would go bike riding on Shabbos. I was about to ask if anyone could give a guess, but I think we're keeping it muted. So when I went to Fire Island with Larry and Michelle, I noticed that the culture there is that no one has cars except for there's, I think, like one or two fire engines on the island. There may be some sort of smaller police vehicles. But other than that, everyone had to bike around to get to where they wanted, or you went on foot. The way you get on the island is that you have to take a ferry. And a big question that came up over Shabbos, there were a few actually that I was asked by my host. One was about swimming on Shabbos, which is a similar topic based on how people relate to it. But is definitely a topic unto itself. We had a question of the Erev, or the non-existent Erev there over Shabbos. And then a third question that stuck out a lot, a third one was, can you wear shorts to shul on Shabbos? You see, some people, there was an argument in the shul a number of years back, if you are allowed, if they should put in air conditioning units. Because some people were afraid that, of course, if you put in air conditioning units, some people, God forbid, might wear even a suit jacket or a tie to shul. So there's like a whole culture war over there. But definitely the fourth major question that came up at the table over Shabbos was, can someone ride a bicycle on Shabbos? And that is what we are going to explore this evening. So I'm sharing my screen. There should be a source sheet. Just Rabbi Weiss, can you give me a thumbs up if it's on and clear? Or someone give me... Okay, excellent. As I said, it's evident that you walk around...
Moshe, you might want to make it bigger.
Oh, okay. How's that? Okay, excellent. Thank you. So... as I said, except for a few aberrant communities, the norm, from what I found in major Orthodox communities, is that you don't see people going for bicycle rides on Shabbos as a whole. So the question is how this halakha came about. We're going to explore what are the different issues that Poskim note with bicycle riding on Shabbos. What are the argumentations that are pro and con? Is there a difference if I'm Ashkenazi? Is there a difference if I'm Sephardi? Or is this a halakhic issue that crosses those kinds of ethnic lines? So let's jump into our first source. Our first source is going to be from Rav Azriel Hildesheimer. Of course, if anyone ever heard of the Hildesheimer Rabbinical Seminary in Germany, it is not a coincidence that they share the same name. So Rav Azriel Hildesheimer was a major German postig, a German rabbi, and he received the following question. And something just to note, if there's like an odd word in any of these sources, the odd word probably means bicycle or something similar to it. I don't know exactly what they always refer to. There's this like new kind of machinery, this new kind of invention that's coming out, where you're able to ride on it without a horse and without any other external power or exertion. Ach aidei ham ishkal ukvedus ha ish hayoshev leha he holeches lidracha benikres filo tzifata, whatever that is, it refers to a bicycle. So this new invention, you don't need a horse, you don't need slaves to pull you around. Rather, you could just sit on this device and you could go up, you could go on a bicycle yourself. And the wheels have some sort of soft rubbery material around them. If I am within the Erev of the city, should I be allowed to ride on this new invention on Shabbos? Should I be concerned? Well, maybe this is similar to Chazal, our rabbi said, that you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. Now, why are we not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos? Because there's a concern you'll be riding your horse. Your horse is being very lazy today. It feels like it should get more vacation days. So what do? You take a branch off the tree so you can whip the horse. Well, you know, plucking a branch off a tree is an Isser D'oraisa. You're not allowed to do that. That's called work on Shabbos. So you may say that, hey, maybe it falls into that. But halo tzarech, even if you're not concerned for that, v'imashum chritz achanami leka. And you shouldn't be concerned that it's going to make a hole in the ground either. That's what the person asking the question says. However, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, he's unmoved by the petition of this shoel, of the person asking him to ride a bike on Shabbos. He says, Lo yadati lama lo yeshayich be mishum chafiras guma vasiyas chritz belechto hakarka she'enu marutzach. What's going to happen? You're going to start off, you're going to be in the street, you're going to be on a sidewalk, there's going to be concrete, pavement, cobblestone, whatever they had in Germany. But, you know, let's say you need to like cut around a corner, you want to avoid pedestrians on the sidewalk. You're going to start driving, you're going to ride on the grass. And what's going to happen when you ride on the grass? You're going to create a chritz, you're going to create a small indentation in the dirt. And by creating that indentation in the dirt, that's making a hole on Shabbos, which is Isser number one in the 39 Melachos. You're not allowed to make a hole on Shabbos. So there's nothing he's saying intrinsically. This is something important to note. He's saying that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the riding of a bicycle on Shabbos, but since it is so likely that you're going to perform an Isser, a prohibition of creating a hole on Shabbos by riding on a non-concrete, a non-paved surface, it should be prohibited to ride a bike because, let's be honest, we all do it. We all accidentally ride on the grass sometimes. We ride on the dirt sometimes. We're not always restricted to pavement. That is concern number one with riding a bicycle on Shabbos, and that comes from Rav Azriel Hildesheimer. However, Rav Avadia Yosef refutes this point. So Rav Avadia Yosef, of course, being the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel. So he says, "Ulfize harochev al fanayim beir hamurevis brashus harabim." So if you're in a place that has an erev, the havale psik reishu b'derabanan to lo nichale meger hadin mutter. What's happening? So there's a case, a classic case on Shabbos where it's actually similar to our case of the bike. What's going on? You want to bring a chair, you want to bring a safsal, a bench from location A to location B. And it happens to be that when you're dragging, you're doing it on your own, you're dragging this bench across the dirt, there's a chance that you may or may not make an indentation in the ground. So we say, look, first of all, it's not for sure going to happen. And it's possible also that Rav Avadia Yosef is noting that it may not even happen. And even if it does happen, it's likely only a rabbinical level prohibition. And you couldn't care less if there's a hole in the ground or not. That doesn't help you. So it's a psik resha d'lo nichale. You don't care to make that hole. Even if it does happen, you know what it might be similar to? It might be similar to, let's say, it's autumn and there's leaves scattered all around the ground, all over the ground. So what am I going to tell you? because you're going to walk to shul on Shabbos, and you're going to inevitably step on a leaf and crush it, or you're going to step on something on the ground and ruin it, and you're going to be over an Isser Drabana Mekalkel. You're going to break and ruin something on Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to walk to shul. No, we say if you couldn't care less, and you accidentally, you step on a sleeve or you step on something and you do an Isser Drabanan, we do not hold you accountable for that. So while there are other concerns that we're about to see with riding a bike on Shabbos, Rav Avadia Yosef already refutes this concern for creating a hole or indentation in a non-paved surface with a bicycle. So that's concern number one from Rav Israel Hildesheimer. And also we have the obviation, we have the refutation of it from Rav Avadia Yosef. Rabbi Weiss, I'm not sure, how do questions work for this? Do people type them in, or do I stop for at a certain point? How do you, people type them in? Oh, okay. I'm not sure if I understand. Okay, I'll keep my eye out in case anyone shares any questions.
There was a question in the chat, Moshe.
Okay.
From Steve Nachman, it says, "Does he express the same concern about wheelchairs and baby carriages?"
Ah, okay. So he is not addressing wheelchairs and baby carriages in his tshuva, and that's a very good point. Baby carriages, we will be a relevant question. We're going to talk about the Erev soon, so it will be included. Wheelchairs, there's probably, he doesn't address it, but I'll tell you that I don't think the prohibition would extend to wheelchairs for the reason that what's the concern of a bicycle? When you go on a casual bike ride, you're not really careful where you are going with your bicycle. A wheelchair is, I would say people are more deliberate about it. People are more careful where they're going. You're not going on a mountain biking adventure with an individual who's in a wheelchair. That's not what they're designed for. So wheelchairs are generally confined to the ground. So that's why I don't think that kind of prohibition was extended to wheelchairs. I could conjecture also that perhaps wheelchairs may be more necessary for those who require them than a bicycle for someone who is just doing it for a joyride on Shabbos. Someone just typed something. Is there room to say that there's a difference between a necessity? Okay, excellent. So moving on. So it's mechavin, Baruch Hashem. So we're done with that. We can always get back to that later. So the next reason to prohibit riding a bike on Shabbos is probably the one that if I were to just, you know, wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you why you can't ride a bike on Shabbos, this is probably what you would tell me. It's based on the following Gemara. So there's a pasuk that says, you're not supposed to, the way you dress on Shabbos should be different than the way you dress during the week. I'll make a very quick plug right now. Note that it says the way you dress on Shabbos should be different than how you dress during the week. Not the way you dress at shul on Shabbos, but how you dress during over the course of Shabbos in general. Rav Tendler once gave me mussar about this. He rebuked me, he said, you don't just dress up in your suit when you come to shul on Shabbos. You're not dressing up specifically and only for shul. You're dressing up for Shabbos. And Shabbos exists both within the synagogue and outside the synagogue. So I think this Gemara is very important for our time, where unfortunately we don't find ourselves within the synagogue to pray on Shabbos. But of course, it's still important to dress for Shabbos because we are respecting not only the shul, but the day. And he would call, Rav Yochanan would call his special clothing for Shabbos his respected, my honor. So then we darch in the next part of the pasuk. We interpret this, Me'asos derechecha, shelo yehi luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol. That the way that you walk, the way you move around on Shabbos, should be different than the way that you travel and move around during the week. And this is going to be a very important idea for us. We're going to move now to source number 4, which is the Shilos Utshuvos of the Tzitz Eliezer. I think we have a question, though, right before we get to that. Nope. Well, it was a false alarm. So the Shilos Utshuvos of the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Woldenberg, who was a he's especially known for his medical ethics because he was a consultant for hospitals in Israel, and he's very well known for his approach to abortion in halacha, as well as other medical ethics issues. And he was one of the top Ashkenazi poskim of the 20th century. So Rav Eliezer Woldenberg, in his Shilos Utshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, says as follows. Dinira de Pashut, Sha'asr Lintsoa B'Shabbos, O Yom Tov, Al Ofanayim, Afilu B'Tochat Chum, Migimel Tamim. So now he's going to give us three reasons why he thinks it is usur, that it is prohibited for someone to ride a bicycle on Shabbos, even if there is an Erev Up. And I just want to note, someone once mentioned, I forgot who mentioned this, but it was an astute observation. You know that when a posek needs to start listing, more than one or two reasons that something is prohibited, it means that each individual reason on its own is not compelling enough, and therefore they need to create a list of different prohibitions. That may or may not be the case with the Tzitz Eliezer. Let's see what his list of Isurim are. Number one, Gezeira Shema Yotza Chutzat Chum. Number one, for 1 second, unless you are the person who reviews the Erev all the time, or you have a handy dandy Plainview Erev map in your back pocket, I'm not sure, maybe I'm just projecting because I don't live in Plainview, but I don't necessarily know exactly where the Erev always begins and always ends. I just know that if I stay within like a 5-block radius of the shul, chances are I'm good. But not every person is aware of exactly where all the outer limits of each and every Erev is. For instance, since I went to YU, in Washington Heights, there's a big misconception. People think that Fort Tryon Park, which is the park right near the cloisters are there. There's a lot of art. There's a lot of grass, which you usually don't find in Washington Heights. So a lot of people like to take their strolls there over the course of Shabbos. But people don't realize that there's no Erev there. You would think that the Erev would extend to the park because that's Dafka where everyone wants to go hang out on Shabbos. But that specifically, the Erev, literally, you see the Tzuros HaPesach, the string, end right at the entrance to the park. And meanwhile, everyone is going and carrying all their water bottles and everything that they want over the course of Shabbos. So one issue is that, hey, you could be biking 1 second within the confines of the Erev, but then a second later, you'll bike right under the Tzuros HaPesach, right under the Erev string, and then you'll be outside the Erev. And the issue is, the same way pushing carriages outside an Erev on Shabbos, you're pushing now this bike outside the Erev. And that constitutes an Isser of Hotzah, a prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. So that's concern number one when it comes to the bicycles. I think we have a question from Steve Nachman. That is a good argument for never allowing the use of the Erev. Same issue with walking. I agree with your point, Steve, and I think this backs up my assertion before that when you see a list of more than one or two reasons of why something's usser, you know that each one is not usually not exclusively compelling. Okay, so Rabbi Weissman is answering that you can't walk as far. I don't know the confines of the limits of the Plainview Erev. Of course, Rabbi Weissman does, so we'll definitely take his word for that. So then, reason number two is Mishum Uvdin Dechol, Ushfusta Reis Bezed, De'eno Shoves Gufo Navinad. So the second reason now is that, and this is why I brought up the Gemara before, and this is the thing that if I were to wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you why you think it's usher to bike ride on Shabbos, is probably what you answer. Mishum Uvdin Dechol. There's an idea out there that what we do on Shabbos should not be what we do during the week, that Shabbos is a day of rest. So that I didn't read the rest of the Gemara, but there's a concept also. You're not allowed to speak on Shabbos the same way you speak during the week. That might actually be the basis for why you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a prohibition for you, to light a fire for you on Shabbos. So the second concern of the Tzitzel Yezer is that it is prohibited to ride a bike on Shabbos because bike riding is something that you do during the week. Now, it's admittedly, again, this is why this svara, this prohibition, reason to prohibit, is not so good on its own, because I'll try to preempt whatever you're going to ask. Wait a minute. If I'm not allowed a bike ride on Shabbos because that's something I do during the week, well, that's only because we don't permit bike riding on Shabbos. But if we permitted bike riding on Shabbos, then it wouldn't be something that's exclusively associated with what we do during the week. So if anyone was thinking of typing in that question, I saved you some time. The third concern that he brings up is that yesh b'zeh gam ha'gzera shel shema yitakin mana. Now, this is a very legitimate, I mean, I'm not here to judge the Tzitzel Yezer, but this one resonated with me the most. Because what happens? Shebaharbi pamim mitfotzi tagumi misaviv legalgal o merus o mitrokin havir v'yavol esakin oso o lemalos avir begumi yuchadome. What happens? I don't bike that as much as I wish I could. My little brother is a biking enthusiast. He has like the whole, he goes with a team in the five towns. They do these like marathon stuff. So he always goes around with a small little kit to fix his bike if he's in the middle of a journey. It's a completely normal thing that happens to a bike that you could be completely responsible. But if you bike enough, chances are there's going to be a chain that when you're changing gears, the chain is going to fall off. Or the air from the tire, like the Tzitzel Yezer says, is going to start coming out. You need to pump air in your tire. Well, you know what? There is a prohibition to fix things on Shabbos. And if your bike breaks mid-journey and you are 15 miles away from your house, you're going to have to fix it. And that is a prohibition on Shabbos. So we're concerned that it may come to that. Now, that probably would not apply to a carriage or a wheelchair. Number one, I don't have a wheelchair or a carriage in my house, but my understanding is that they don't require as much maintenance as a bicycle, but I might be wrong in that. The second is that you don't go on 15-mile journeys usually with a wheelchair and a carriage. So I just wanted to preempt that question as well. Nonetheless, his point is that there is somewhat of a gezeira that you may come to fix it. Therefore, we should not ride bikes on Shabbos. Those are the three reasons of Tzitzel Yezer. We're afraid that you may go outside the Erev. It's not something that is supposed to be done on Shabbos. It's a weekday activity. And number three, we're afraid that you may come to fix it on Shabbos when you inevitably need to fill air in the tires. That's the Tzitzel Yezer. Let's see if we have any questions on that. Looks like someone typed something. Woodbury Road is only a 3-minute walk. Okay, that was in context. I think we're past that. Okay. Now, this is probably the most pivotal, important source in this discussion. It's the Rav Palim. It's Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, otherwise known as the Ben Ish Chai. And pretty much, if you are a Sephardi and you can get the Ben Ish Chai to support you, you have pretty good standing, and that's, you know, definitely Yesham Milismoch at very least. What does the Ben Ish Chai say? The Ben Ish Chai says, "Vida to aim lanu ligzor b'nidon tidan shami yavo lomod heter lircho bekaron shemoshen oso behemos ovene adam." First of all, we shouldn't be concerned. Earlier in the tshuva, earlier in this passage, there was a concern brought up that, hey, wait a minute, if I start riding a bike on Shabbos, maybe I'll start going in carriages pulled by animals on Shabbos, which is problematic. But he says, no, you can't make that kind of, no one's going to come to ride an animal on Shabbos just because they ride a bike on Shabbos. Ki ayin roa sheyesh hefresh gadol bein zeh lezeh. It's pretty obvious. No one's going to confuse a bicycle with a carriage, right? Even if someone rides a bike on Shabbos, it's very clear to them there's a difference between a bicycle and a car and a truck. So you're not going to confuse the two. And this is a really important line. This is why I highlighted it. Look at the methodology here. Va'od. Ein ligzor gezeres chadashos midaitenu. Who are we to all of a sudden start making new gezeros, new rabbinical enactments by our own initiative? V'dai sheyamdu anshei hadoros ha'ela lizar b'gezeros ha'mefurashim lehedya b'divrei chachamim. You know what we got to do? The Rabbanan, they were very generous to us, the rabbis of the Talmud. They made lots, a whole plethora of gezeros, of rabbinical enactments on top of the 613 mitzvahs. You want to know one of them? Think about muktzah on Shabbos. There's all sorts of different prohibitions that govern our lives that are from the rabbis. You know what we should do, he says? Instead of trying to institute new prohibitions, we should rather focus on following the gezeros that the Rabbanan already gave us. And trust me, there's a lot of room for that, he says. Therefore, even if you're going out for just like a pleasure ride, the Ben Yishchai says, it should be mutter as long as there's an Erev where you are and you know you'll stay within it. It should be mutter to bike on Shabbos, he says. We're not going to go through this part inside, but I'll summarize the parentheses. Over here in this section, the Ben Yishchai then deals with the question. He says, okay, certainly if you're within the Erev, he says, he's willing to be matir. He's willing to permit you to ride a bike on Shabbos. However, what if you need to travel outside the Erev on Shabbos? Is there any grounds for biking outside the Erev? So over here, he equivocates a little back and forth. And he says that maybe if you start within the Erev and you build up the momentum and you get out of the Erev and then you get back within the Erev, all within the same momentum, that won't be considered carrying on Shabbos. And it's an interesting svara, but even he is only willing to say maybe you could do that in a situation where it's a dvar mitzvah. Let's see the last paragraph. Mihu, kol ze ein lahater el misha rabim srichen lo. The only time I permit you to do this is when the people need you really badly. There's something that the congregation needs and you are they need a hero and you're the only person who can bring them what they need. So then maybe you can use a bicycle. Oshahoich lasos mitzvah gadol. You're going to go perform a huge mitzvah. There's someone, you may need an oxygen tank. They might need meals. They can't pick up meals for themselves. You're going to do this mitzvah gadol. Then maybe there's room to be matir. But kasher kasaf yil. But if you're just going for like a small mitzvah, or you're just going for a pleasure ride with the family, whatever, that's the word for bicycle he's using, and there's no need to use a bicycle, but you could walk and do the same thing. You shouldn't ride a bike even when it is within the bounds of the Erev. Avol, b'ir sheyishba Erev, but if there is an Erev around your city, mutter, so that's all when you're outside the Erev. You're going outside Erev briefly. But when you're inside the Erev, he says, mutter lirchov b'zeh, afil l'tayel b'im b'shavis b'im b'yotov. So the Ben Yishchai, for his Sephardic community, he was willing to say that if you want to go out for a pleasure ride on Shabbos, if it remains within the confines of the Erev, it should be okay. That's what the Ben Yishchai believed. Now, don't leave the shir now, because there's going to be an important qualification on this Ben Yishchai. So now, the Ben Yishchai seems to say that it's permissible to ride a bike on Shabbos within the limits of an Erev, and with almost no limitation, no qualification on it. However, maybe except for, someone mentioned to me in Deal, maybe in certain communities, but from what I've seen, at least from my Sephardi compatriots that I have, my friends, they don't go bike riding on Shabbos, and they treat it the same way as us Ashkenazim. And it seems that many Sephardi poskim we're very chagrined to see this Ben Ish Chai. So the question is, why is it that many, especially, you know, religiously devout Sephardim, don't seem to latch on to this explicit heter, this explicit dispensation that's issued by the Ben Ish Chai? So for that, let me just check if we have any questions before we move on. Okay, none. Baruch Hashem, I think we're clear. What time are we set to end at? I just, can someone type that in just so I can schedule how much time I have left to elaborate? 45, is it? Is that when we're done? And 9:45, good. So 15 more minutes. The Shaz Hashuvas Yaskel Avdi, which is one of the premier contemporary Sephardi responsive books, he talks about this Ben Ish Chai. Bedinha bicycles, the Miusa Lakalko Kashir Achush Yaid. Look, we know, and this is a similar concern that Tzitz Eliezer had, that anyone who spends their time going around on bicycles, they constantly have to maintain it. Forget about tune-ups. You need to fill air in the tires all the time. The miskalko ha-plastic, ha-gumi, shamole ha-ruach, ukarov levadai sheyavol esagna b'shavas v'yantiv. It is almost 100% guaranteed that if you bike on Shabbos and Yontif, you are going to have to fix the bike during your ride at some point. On the Ben Ish Chai, and I am astounded. How did the Ben Ish Chai, how is he not choshish? How is he not concerned that people would have to fix their bikes in the middle of their journey? Sure, you could get around the hotzah, the carrying issue, by being within an Erev, but what about the fixing issue on Shabbos? Ubevadai hagamor taharei zechron avracha lo haya baki betov taluchei bicycles as that. Look, the Ben Ish Chai, he was nafshi chashka betayra. He was sitting down in the Beis Medrash. He was sitting down in the library all day. He was engrossed in svarim and books. He was a scholar. He wasn't spending his time on bicycles. He didn't know the Metzius. If he knew that bikes all the time needed to be maintained, needed to be tuned up, needed to be adjusted, certainly he would never have permitted it. And I heard from some of people who I can rely on, Shahayu Omrim, you know what happened? You know what happened after the Ben Ish Chai was informed by some of his congregants? He was informed by people who actually used the bicycles that they constantly needed to be maintained and fixed. He retracted his ruling. That's the report of the Yaskel Avdi. So he is so taken aback by the heter given by the Ben Ish Chai that he concludes that it must be that the Ben Ish Chai never really went through with this heter. He didn't really mean what he said. He was misinformed, which is, it's an approach that we see with different poskim, that if there's a posek, there's a rabbi that you highly respect, and they take a position that you think is untenable, you know, you don't want to lose respect for the rabbi, but you also don't want to, you also want to maintain your own personal intuition and position. So how do you reconcile? You'd say, oh, whatever he said, he couldn't have meant it. So that way you could still do what you think is right. And that way you could still, respect that rabbinic figure. Is it intellectually honest? We have to ask ourselves that question sometimes, but Yaskel Avdi got a report that said, that he retracted. So that's different than just conjecturing on his own. I think there's a question I'm going to check. Wouldn't changing gears be considered tikkun mana? So that's a question I was wondering about. I haven't seen, again, this may just be my lack of particular, of my knowledge of this sugya, but my intuition is that changing gears is not a tikkun. That's just part of the normal usage. I would say it's almost akin to when you open and close a refrigerator, that you're, you know, the opening and closing is not called fixing it. That's just part of using it. Or opening a drawer, adjusting a shelf may not be tikkun mana. But definitely that's a good question, which is, at what point do we consider something normal use of a bicycle? And at what point is that called fixing? Because if we say every time you change a gear, that's called fixing the bike, then you would never be able to change gears. And that would be a very good grounds for disqualifying biking on Shabbos. I personally have not seen anyone who says changing gears is considered fixing it. And it doesn't, it's possible that maybe the older bikes didn't have all these fancy gears. And maybe that's why the question doesn't come up. But your point is certainly well taken. Now, let's just, with our last 10 minutes, if you look in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer of Rav Avadya Yosef, going back to this tshuva of Rav Avadya, he quotes the Shalos HaTshuvos Yaskel Avdi, and then he says, Ani Omer, She'em Haman Lishmuaso, who are you to contradict the Ben Ish Chai and say he didn't mean what he said? Ukvar shalus rabbanei bavel haskim sha'alu mi bavel eretz Yisrael in nechon ha'shmua hanal v'ashivu. I did my own research. I asked those who came from Iran what the Ben Ish Chai said. Shemei olam lo shamu she'Ben Ish Chai chazer bo mizeh. I never, they said, when I asked people, Ravadi said, people who came from Iran where the Ben Ish Chai lived, did he retract? They said they never heard of him retracting his psak. And you know what? You know, he was prolific. If you look at his tshuvos, he didn't have a hard time writing things. The Ilu Chazerbo, if he truly retracted his heter, his ruling to permit biking on Shabbos, he would have certainly written it down somewhere. So at this point, it just becomes a matter of rumor and hearsay. Did he retract his psak? Did he not retract his psak? The Yaskel Avdi, he hears that the Ben Ish Chai retracted and says, you cannot ride a bike in Shabbos. Rav Avadya says that you could. So really what this hinges upon is what the Ben Ish Chai said. But I'll tell you something, even if the Ben Ish Chai really did permit riding a bike on Shabbos, at least from what I've seen, I could not find a single Ashkenazi, a reputable Ashkenazi posig, to go on record and be matir and say that one is allowed to bike on Shabbos. And that is the practice in our communities, and is certainly the practice of religious Sephardi communities, many who have adopted that position as well, because despite the Ben Ish Chai, many Sephardi poskim rabbinic leaders today are opposed to this institution to biking on Shabbos. So just a quick summary, and then I'll take any questions. We mentioned a few reasons why it might be prohibited to bike on Shabbos. One was the concern that when someone is biking, they'll inevitably go off the pavement and they'll create a hole in the ground. Rav Avadya Yosef said, you know, that might not be as problematic as you think, since it might only be Durabanan, you're not really intending to do it. Okay. And then we brought up the concern of Uvda Dechol, that it's not necessarily an appropriate thing for someone to do on Shabbos. It is more of an activity someone does during the week. You're not supposed to do activities that cause someone to sweat, that require exertion. You shouldn't work out on Shabbos either. And then the Tzitz Eliezer gave us two additional reasons. One is that you may go outside the Erev, and the other concern is that he may come to fix the bike itself. And so whether the Ben Ish Chai, you know, the Ben Ish Chai was okay with biking inside the Erev, I think the Yaskel Avdi's point is well taken, that even if it's mutter to ride a bike in the Erev, there's many ancillary prohibitions that may come up. Most likely, either A, you may go out, you're likely to go outside the air if you're not paying attention, but B, even if you're scrupulous, if you're away from home and your bike breaks on you, you'll need to fix it. And it may, even if it's no longer usable, I would conjecture it's possible it could get a status of muktzah as well. And I'm just saying, you know, how many people are going to leave their $500 bike in the middle of the road, in the middle of a sidewalk on Shabbos, and then come back to it later, hoping it's still going to be there. Maybe in a community like Plainview, it'll still be there. Where I grew up, that would definitely not be the case. The bikes in our backyard disappeared where I grew up. So I think even though there is some opinion within the Sephardi world that says one can ride a bike on Shabbos, the amount of concerns and amount of, even if there's no intrinsic issue with riding a bike, there's certainly many ancillary issues that will come up over the course of it. And so because of those halachic issues, as well as the also halachic issue of the spirit of Shabbos, those are the two concerns that come up. So just to debunk a rumor, it's not just that people say that's not Shabbistic to ride a bike on Shabbos, but also there are real concrete halachic prohibitions that are karov levadai, that are 99% chance are going to happen, if so, on bikes on Shabbos on a regular basis. So it's because of that, almost the complete consensus of the poskim, of rabbinic scholars, has been to prohibit bike riding on Shabbos. And I believe that is the custom of many kahilas, many communities that we find here within New York and throughout the world as well. So my goal is to basically give you what the issues are, give you the arguments back and forth. But of course, I always defer to our local rabbi over here, who I believe Rabbi Weissman conveyed to me explicitly that his psak is with the rest of the poskim that bike riding is prohibited on Shabbos. So that is the end of my presentation. If there are any questions, please feel free to type it into the chat. And if not, I welcome you to log off. And I thank you very much for joining us here this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.